Good day to you. Here are three things in Isaiah chapter 43, a chapter that really we could summarize with the sentence, "The Lord's salvation is an undeserved gift." And number one, first of all, the Lord promises to save his blind people. And that's what we see in the first seven verses of the chapter. The Lord reminds Israel of his great power. He has the power to save his people, not just to condemn and punish. And the believing remnant would need to be strengthened in their faith so that the severe afflictions caused by their own people's unbelief do not cause them to doubt. And so with the words, "but now," in verse 1, the Lord directs the eyes of the faithful to his saving power, the only thing that can create and strengthen faith in him in times of plundering and oppression. "Do not be afraid, because I have redeemed you," God says. Through the Assyrians, Israel had been struck hard by plundering and deportation and destruction. The Babylonians were coming, and they were going to afflict it further. And as a result of the people's unbelief and hardening of their hearts, but the Lord assures it to the comfort of the believing, the remnant. He says, "When you cross through the waters, I will be with you. When you cross the rivers, they will not sweep you away." The Lord will care for those who are his, no matter how dire the situation becomes. And he says, "When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, and the flame will not set you on fire." Think ahead just a little bit in history. Daniel's three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, got to experience the truth of this promise during the Babylonian captivity. Remember, they were thrown into the fiery furnace, and yet they were saved from that furnace, from that disaster. And so that's number one. The salvation is coming. Don't be afraid. And so number two, that blind Israel and the Gentiles around them can see the Lord keep his promises. This is really verses 8 to 13. The Lord had chosen the people of Israel to witness his actions so that they and the people who hear the testimony can come to know the Lord and come to faith in him. Verses 10 and 11 say, "You are my witnesses, declares the Lord. You are my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know me and believe in me, so that you will understand that I am he. Before me no God is formed, and after me there will not be another. I, yes, I am the Lord, and apart from me there is no Savior." The blind people, the unbelieving, and the Gentiles around them would now witness that the Lord fulfills what he's promised and what he's prophesied. And so what was it that he prophesied? Number three, he prophesied both salvation from Babylon and from the hostility of the world. As he encourages them to look to a greater salvation. When to emphasize to the weak of faith that the Lord's promises are not just empty words, Isaiah points to a historical proof, namely to God's miraculous deeds in connection with Egypt. When the mighty army of the Egyptians were defeated and God freed them from slavery, verses 16 and 17, this is what the Lord says, "Who makes a road through the sea and a path through mighty waters, who brings out the chariot and horses, the army and the strong warrior. They will all lie down together. They will not get up. They are extinguished like a wick, they go out." And so it is equally certain that the Babylonians will be defeated too. And yet the introduction to the next couple of verses, next section, verse 18, really kind of seems so strange though. He says, "Do not remember the former things. Do not keep thinking about ancient things." And so does the Lord really want to minimize the importance of the rescue from Egypt or the rescue of Jerusalem in 701 from the Assyrians? Well, not at all. But now look forward to that coming salvation. The Lord's true servant, the Messiah, is going to accomplish the incomparably great salvation, a salvation that is greater than salvation from Egypt and salvation from Assyria and Babylon. The great salvation they can look forward to is something entirely new, a redemption from this world's desert-like existence and lack of true peace because of our sins. Verse 19, "Watch, I am about to do a new thing. Now it will spring up. Don't you know about it?" when we think of salvation. What a joy it is to know that even though with all we see around us, the Lord's salvation is greater than anything he could ever save us from in this earthly life. That he brings, we have forgiveness and life in our Savior, and that promise gives us hope and reason not to be afraid every day, because our Lord is with us. He has redeemed us, called us by name, and we are his. May God be with you today.